Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the newest deputy of the Guthrie County Sheriff's Department, James Mink. James, thank you for joining me today. And you're obviously the newest deputy here on the force. And kind of tell us just a little bit about yourself, kind of your background, and how you got here.
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Denison. No, it's a smaller community as well, about an hour from here. Got into law enforcement after I got out of the military in the early parts of 2014. This position came open. Countywide law enforcement was something I was always interested in, and there was some talk about the canine slot, so applied here and got the job. Looking forward to it.
Perfect. And you mentioned you are from Denison, kind of in the more the west, but the west central Iowa area here. Have you always been interested in doing law enforcement? Is this something you were interested in as a kid, wanted to do when you were growing up? Kind of talk about that part of your life, and we'll let you hear.
Okay. It wasn't something I knew from day one that I was going to do. I always had respect for authority, always respected law enforcement. Like, you know, grew up watching cops just like everybody else. When I got out of the military, it made sense. There was an opening in town, and I knew a couple of guys on the department there. Got the job, and been loving it ever since.
And how long have you been in law enforcement?
I've been in since the beginning of 2014, so 3-4 years now coming up.
And all in Iowa or any other states?
Yep, no, all in Iowa. Denison, I was on the PD there, so a little bit of a transition to countywide law enforcement, but.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the canine experience that you're hoping to bring to the department. Kind of talk about how you got into that and what you're looking forward to now that you're here.
Narcotics is usually the number one problem for cops. We run into it daily. It's a huge problem nationwide. It was a problem in Denison, and I got to work in narcotics in Denison a little bit. And we had a canine officer there, and I was close with him, and got to work with the dog quite a bit, and it was just something that I've always found very interesting, and it was an avenue I wanted to go down with my career. So,
perfect. And so you've gotten a couple weeks to get to know the community, get to know the county. I know you're native Iowan, so it's not too much of a stretch. Like me, a guy from North Dakota. But what do you think of this community so far, and what have been your first impressions?
First impressions, great. I mean, everybody bends over backwards to help you. Since I've gotten here, I have had zero issues with anybody. Everybody's polite. And like I said, they've bent over backwards for you. I mean, it's just, so far I haven't had a bad experience. You know, it's very similar to Denison, and I think it's just a Midwest deal with, citizens of this great country. And I haven't met any person that I've been disappointed with yet around here, so.
I know this has been a very brief start, of course, for you. But what have you noticed, maybe a trend or noticed in something that maybe the community should be concerned about, or maybe not necessarily a type of criminal activity, but just an issue that maybe your department is facing or you've had experience with that the community should be aware of?
Right now, you know, I've been riding along with some of the deputies getting the lay of the land. There hasn't been one specific thing that's standing out more than others. You know, it's just taking in, it's almost information overload for the first little bit till you get used to it. Right now, it's just your typical OWIs, your narcotics enforcement. That's kind of your general problem everywhere you go. But right now, I can't point to one specific thing for you. I wish I could, but it's just too new yet to go down that road.
Right, absolutely. You mentioned your experience in narcotics. Something that's been increasingly a little bit, that's become a little bit of concern is prescription medications and the abuse of that. What suggestions do you have if someone has a family member or a friend that's dealing with that, or how do you not necessarily confront them, but get them the help that they need?
I think the first approach is, you know, if you can get through to them to take it the family route. You know, there's so many resources out there for battling addictions and handling issues with narcotics or even prescription pills. Or identifying the problems that are upcoming, you know, hey, recognizing this, that, you know, might be getting too involved with this, or this person's headed down a wrong path. And if you can take care of the issues before law enforcement gets involved and it gets messy, then, you know, that's the route you should go. Recognizing the problems and addressing people and trying to handle it yourselves, usually it's the best way, you know, not trying to ruin people's lives or anything like that. And if there are issues, you know, there's resources you can stop by here and talk to deputies or get pamphlets or anything like that.
Perfect. And as a native Iowan, you know, this time of the year, harvest season, you know, we got a lot of vehicles out on the roads, and schools back in session, a lot of that sort of thing. What are your advice to drivers out there this time of year?
Safety. Watch your speeds. Stay off your cell phones. You know, as hard as it is in this day and age, everybody's on them. The one thing I've noticed difference-wise between here and where I'm coming from is the amount of hills and the curves. And all the highways, it's hilly, it's curvy, deer everywhere. You know, you add that in on a typical night, that's tough. But then you add in all the farm vehicles, and you really got to be cautious when you're going. So watch your speed. Watch out for other drivers. Be courteous. You know, if it takes you an extra 30 seconds to make a safe pass, wait 30 seconds. Don't pass people over the hills. Don't pass tractors over the hills. Just be courteous and pay attention.
Absolutely. And James, anything else you want to say to the people of Guthrie County?
You know, I'm thrilled to be here. This organization so far, I've heard nothing but good things. The people I've met here are outstanding. I'm just looking forward to getting going on this.
All right, excellent. So if you see James rolling around in a Guthrie County Sheriff's car, be sure to stop and say hello to him and welcome him to the community. That's James Mink, the newest deputy of the Guthrie County Sheriff's Department, and this has been James Martins with Let's Talk Guthrie County.